我们仍然再看几节的圣经。
Let's continue to read a few passages.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
We turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
我们从第六节，跟第七节。
We'll read verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。我们再看第四章。
And then let's look at chapter 4.
第四章第七节
Verse 7。
第四章第七节，有我亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事和我一同做主的仆人。第八节
Verse 8，
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道国的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。我们再读第九节。我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。我们同样的读第四章我们读十五节到十七节，十五节到十七节。
And then continue on verse 15 to verse 17.
请问老底家的弟兄和邻华，并他家里的教会啊，你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念从老底家来的书信，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的智慧。好，我们在第四章的里面，我们看了两个人。
In chapter 4, we have seen two people.
一个是推基古
，one is Tychicus，
一个是雅基布
，and the other one is Archippus。
另外有一个逃跑的奴隶，保罗再送他回去，名叫阿尼西姆。
And then there's another slave who escaped, and his name is Onesimus。
我们再看提多书
，let's go read the book of Titus。
对不起，腓利门。
Philemon。
腓利门第二节。
Chapter verse 2。
腓利门第二节。
Philemon verse 2。
在提多书的后面。
After the book of Titus。
我们就读这一节圣经。我们从第一节哈，读第一节。第二节
we'll read verse 1 and 2。
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太，写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子雅菲亚，并与我们同当兵的雅基布，以及在你家的教会。在这里我们另外看到有一个人名叫腓利门。
Okay, we see the person named Philemon.
在第二节在这里说腓利门的妹子。
In verse 2 said that he had a sister called Athia.
其实这是腓利门的太太妻子。
It really is his wife.
她名叫雅基亚。
And her name is Athia.
另外我们在哥罗西书第四章我们刚刚读过的一个雅基布。
And earlier from Colossians, we saw that this person called Archippus.
在哪一个地方保罗说是他的同工。
At that place, Paul said he's his co-worker.
保罗也勉励他说要叫他谨慎。
And Paul encouraged him to be alert.
要尽神所付托他的使命。
And to complete the work that God had entrusted him.
在这里又提到说同当兵的亚基布。
And here it mentioned that he's the fellow soldier.
所以有人就说这一个亚基布是腓利门的儿子。
And so some people would say this Archippus is the son of Philemon.
他是在格罗西教会里面做传道人。
He's a preacher in the church in Colossia.
刚刚我们在格罗西第四章里面说到以巴弗。
Also in Colossians, we saw the person named Epaphras.
这个以巴弗是也是哥罗西教会的传道人。
He's also another minister in Colossians.
我想我们今天所注意的就是看到哥罗西书第二章第三节，第一章第三节到第八节。
And today we will concentrate on the book of Colossians, chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 8.
我个人再把它读一遍，等一下 Emil 弟兄用英文给我们读一遍。
I will read it in Chinese now, and later on we'll read it in English.
我们感谢神，我们的主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
Because we have heard your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all the saints.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音的真理的道上所听见的。
The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的律子一样。
That has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth.
正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事。
You learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf.
也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。
And who also told us of your love in the Spirit.
在这一段的圣经里面，三次讲到福音，福音，福音。
In this passage, three times it mentioned about gospel, gospel, and gospel.
以后我们刚刚我们读到23节的时候，也是三次的讲到福音，福音，福音。
Earlier we read from verse 23. Also, it over there three times it mentioned the words gospel, gospel, and gospel.
我想这是保罗在哥罗西的教会里面所注重的。
I think that's the focus that Paul has in the church of Colossia.
我想也是我们教会所注重的。
It is also our focus of our church.
我想传福音是一个最重要的教会的工作。
To share the gospel is the most important work of the church.
但愿我们能在这一年的当中能够在福音上有长进。
May we can grow in this year as a whole church in gospel.
也如同在哥罗西的教会，他们在福音上实在是一个长进的教会。
Just as the church in Colossia, they are church that grow in the gospel.
刚刚我们读了第一章第三节到第八节，我愿意在这里给弟兄姊妹所提的第一个字就是听。
Earlier, from verse 3 to verse 8, here I want to mention the first word that was mentioned here.
第二个字是信.
And the second word is to believe.
第三个字是学.
And the third word is to learn.
第四个字是传.
And the fourth word is to share.
我不知道今天能不能够把这四件事情都说得清楚.
I don't know if I have time to speak of all these four things today.
但愿把这四个字可以放在我们的心中.
May we put this forward into our hearts.
哥罗西教会他们所听的福音.
The Church of Colossians, the gospel that they have listened to.
哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹所信的结为基督.
And the Christ that the Church of Colossians had believed in.
同样从以巴弗所学的也是哥罗西教会所要学的真理.
And the truth that they had learned from Epaphras.
以后他们借着以巴弗、腓利门、雅基布他们把这福音传出去.
And later on through Epaphras, Philemon, and Archippus, they share the preach the gospel.
不单是这几位的传道人在哪一个地方传,
not only just a few ministers that are preaching the gospel.
哥罗西教会的众圣徒也是在哪一个地方传他们所相信的基督.
All the saints in the church of Colossae was preaching the Jesus Christ that they believed in.
当我们要了解这几件事情的时候，我愿意先把 哥罗西教会的一点的背景说一下.
Before we can understand it, I want to tell you a little bit about the background of the Church of Colossae.
哥罗西城是在弗里加的省的地方.
And Colossae is in the area of Phrygia.
他们是在尼加斯的山谷的里面的城.
It's a city within the valley of Lycus.
他们距离以弗所是100个英里.
It's about 100 miles away from Ephesus.
他们距离老底嘉和希腊波利是12英里.
It's about 12 miles away from Laodicea and Hierapolis.
我就想到这个100里不是一个很远的地方.
I was thinking 100 miles is not that far away.
我们从北边的机场到南边的甘乐机场，我想差不多100英里.
And maybe from the airport in the north to the Gardner Airport, it's about 100 miles there.
他们距离老底嘉跟希腊波利不过是20英里.
And the distance to Laodicea and Hierapolis is only
我想我们只开12分钟就到了.
Maybe 12 minutes will arrive.
我想好像我们这里跟 Overland Park 这样的距离.
Maybe from here to Overland Park.
所以这哥罗西、老底嘉、希腊波利这三个城是像一个等腰的三角形。
And the Laodicea and Colossae and Hierapolis is like a tri-city.
这个老底嘉跟希腊波利更近.
And between Laodicea and Hierapolis, they're even closer together.
所以保罗在以弗所住了3年。
So Paul lived in Ephesus for 3 years.
在哪一个地方把神的福音传开?
There he preached the gospel.
这个时候，哥罗西的以巴弗跟腓利门，他到以弗所去。
At that time, the Epaphras and Philemon, they are from Colossae, they went to Ephesus.
他们到了以弗所，就听见保罗所传的福音。
When they arrived in Ephesus, they heard the gospel that Paul was preaching.
他们也接受了保罗所传的结为基督耶稣。
And they did receive the Jesus Christ that Paul was preaching.
他们也跟保罗住一段时间。
And they lived with Paul for a period of time.
所以就从跟保罗学了这许多的真道。
And then they learn from Paul about all these truths.
所以他们有一个负担说要回到自己的家乡去传福音。
So they have a burden. They want to go back to their own hometown to preach the
gospel. 以巴弗给腓利门，他们回去就把所听的福音、所信的基督、所学的道也带到哥罗西去。
So Epaphras and Philemon, they will go back to Colossae and then preach the gospel that they have heard.
他们不单是把福音带回去，他也是把这一个福音传到附近的城市。
Not only they brought the gospel back to their own hometown, but also around that area.
这个福音的附近的城市就是老底家跟希拉波利。
And the city nearby is Laodicea and also Hierapolis.
所以保罗就写信给哥罗西教会的时候就说，你要把这一封信要传给老底家的教会听。
So when Paul wrote this letter, he told the church of Colossae, you have to take this letter to Laodicea also.
他说也把老底家的教会的书信你们也可以拿来看。
And also you should take the letter from Laodicea and then read it also.
但是很可惜的保罗写给老底家教会这一个书信没有遗失了。
But unfortunately, the letter going to Laodicea, it was lost.
我想这也是神的美意，就不放在这个新约的正典的里面。
I think that's just the will of God that God had not put that letter into the New Testament.
以后我们就看到这个腓利门的妻子，她也给腓利门同工。
And later on, we saw that the wife of Philemon was co-working with him.
他的儿子雅基布也给他同工。
And his son Archippus was also co-working with
him. 所以我们感谢神，这个家庭真是一个完全奉献的家庭。
And we thank God this family is truly a dedicated family.
我们也是感谢神，在哥罗西的教会的许多的弟兄姊妹也从以巴弗跟腓利门学习很多的榜样。
And we thank God that the Colossians also learned from Epaphras and Philemon about their examples.
所以保罗就写哥罗西书信的时候，特别的就勉励雅基布说，你要谨慎尽从神所受的那个职分。
So when Paul was writing to the Colossians, he encouraged Archippus that he is to be alert to complete the work that have received.
我想我们每一个已经接受主耶稣的人都有从主所受的那个职分。
I think all those of us that have received Christ, that we have received a portion that from Christ.
我们也必须尽主所付托的我们的职分。
And we need to fulfill our duty, what was entrusted to us.
但愿今年开始的时候，第一个神所付托我们的职分是传福音。
And in the beginning of the year, the first duty entrusted to us is to preach the gospel.
所以我愿意借着哥罗西教会他们在福音上的长进，也可以做了我们的榜样。
So I want to use the growth of the Colossians in the area of gospel to be our example.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，我们已经位置不够坐了，那我们就停下不传福音。
And sometimes we thought that we don't have enough seats anymore, then we stop preaching.
一直等到前面也有空位了，后面也有空位了，那我们就紧张说，我们要努力传福音。
And then when we see empty seats in the front and the back, then we started to share the gospel.
我想福音的工作在我们当中是不停的。
The work of the gospel should not cease.
无论是这个地方挤不下，我们还是要传福音。
Even if there's no room, we still need to share the gospel.
我们不单是在近的地方要传福音，我们在远处也是要传福音。
Not only preach the gospel near us, but also far away.
因为保罗在这里说到哥罗西教会这一个福音，不单传到你们那里，也传到普天之下。
Because Paul is saying that the gospel is not only preached to you, Colossians, but also to the end of the world.
并且要结果增长。
And also to bear fruit and grow.
第一个让我们来思想的，我们所听的福音。
Let's first meditate on the gospel that we have heard.
这福音两个字，其实我们很容易了解，就是好的消息。
The word gospel is easy to understand. It is good news.
这一个消息是叫人得着了喜乐。
This news and give us happiness.
所以我们也可以说这是喜讯。
So we can say there's a happy news.
我们记得当圣诞节的时候，我们常常提到， 天使给哪个牧羊的人报哪个喜讯。
We remember during Christmas, the angels was sharing the joyful news to the shepherds.
哪一个晚上，天使就向牧羊人说，今天在大卫的城里，为我报给你们一个大喜的信息，就是在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主耶稣。
And the angel was saying that, I'm going to proclaim to you a joyful news, that in the city of David, a Savior was born, and that is Jesus Christ.
以后我们的主耶稣出来传道的时候，到他自己的家乡的会堂，打开以赛亚书的时候，自己也说，神的灵在我身上，用高高我。
And later on, when Jesus was preaching, he opened up to the book of Isaiah, he also said that, the ointment that God has put upon my head.
他说叫传福音给贫穷的人,
to preach the gospel to the poor.
叫瞎眼的看见,
so the blind can see.
叫被掳的自由,
those who are captive will be free.
报告神悦纳人的喜年,
to proclaim the jubilee of God.
所以福音实在是一个好的信息。
So the gospel is a good news.
其实是很简单的。
It's really very simple.
而且一个福音就是神给我们一个礼物。
It's a gift that God had given us.
是神给我们的恩典。
It's a grace that God had given us.
是神的怜悯。
It's His mercy.
但是我们常常听了以后，我们好像就过去了。
Sometimes when we heard it, it seemed to just go away.
所以刚刚我们唱这一首诗歌的时候，有一件礼物。
So early we sang this song, there is a gift.
但是常常的告诉我们说，这一个礼物是神自己把他的独生子赐给我们。
And this gift is God gave us His only Son.
但是我们常常的疏忽掉。
But we have neglected.
有一个在肯萨斯以前一个很有名的传道人。
There's a preacher that was in Kansas, very famous one.
他叫做Walter Wilson。
Walter Wilson.
他就给人讲到约翰福音3:16说神给我们他的爱子。
And then he will preach about John 3:16 that God gave His beloved Son.
他说神怎样的把这个礼物给我们。
So how did God give us this gift?
他就叫这许多的听众想说，你看，若是给全世界上的人的礼物，你要给他什么礼物？
He was saying that if you're going to give a gift to the whole world, what kind of gift would that be?
我们有时候看到人的需要，没有饭吃，我们就把食物给人。
Sometimes we see some people have no meal to eat, we'll give them food.
或者我们就想到，人的欢喜到底欢喜吃什么？
Maybe we think about what do they like to eat.
我们就给他什么东西。
And then we'll give it to them.
但是我想每一个地方的人，每一个人的食物的习惯不一样。
But I think different people have different culture about food.
我自己从小生在一个海岛的上面。
I grew up in a very island.
我就欢喜吃鱼。
I like to eat fish.
我就觉得我若是有鱼，都可以，就可以了。
If I have fish, that's good enough for me.
另外我们那个时候很贫穷。
At that time, we were very poor.
我们就把那个最容易种的就是萝卜。
And the easiest thing to plant is the turnip.
若是我有萝卜干，我就可以了。
If I have dry turnip, then I'll be happy.
但是你看湖南人跟四川人、贵州人，他们要吃辣椒呢。
But those people from Hunan and Guizhou, they like to eat hot stuff.
我们要用什么食物可以给全世界的人都可以接受？
What kind of food we can give to the whole world, they can receive that?
或许我们就想到，或许若是有很好的气候，那就好了。
Maybe we can think that if we have nice weather, that will be good.
但是世界上每一个地方的气候不同。
But the weather at the different place, they are different.
所以这一个Wilson弟兄啊，他就说，什么礼物是全世界上人都可以得到，都可以接受。
So this brother Wilson said, what kind of gift can be received by anybody in the world?
他就说到这位神的儿子。
And he talked about this Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
是神给我们的最好的礼物。
It's the best gift that God had given us.
什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
福音乃是神把他最好的、最爱的。
The gospel is God had given us what He treasured most, His only Son.
好让你我可以真正得着了神的生命。
So that you and I can receive the true life.
好让我们真正的可以得着了拯救。
That we can receive that redemption.
也好让我们可以借着这位他的爱子，我们可以回到父神那里去。
That we can come back to God through His beloved Son.
在罗马书第1章第16节说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the gospel is the power of God to save all those who are willing to believe.
世界上没有一个人，没有一个宗教能够叫我们可以得着了拯救。
There's no other religion that we can come to God with redemption.
世界上没有一个宗教或者一个哲学能够叫我们可以得着了真正的安息。
There's no religion or philosophy that we can use that to have true rest.
但是只有这位神给我们的爱子耶稣基督，我们到他的面前，我们可以得着了安息。
But this beloved Son of God, when we come to Him, then we can have true rest.
在1584年到1654年，英国有个历史家。
In 1584 to 1654, there was a historian.
他的名字是John Seldon.
John Seldon.
他读了8000卷的书。
He had read about 8,000 books.
他到临死的时候就看到当时的英国的主教阿舍。
At that time, when he was about to die, he went to see the bishop at that time called Asher.
他就给这位主教说了一句话。
And then he told the bishop a sentence.
他说，除了圣经，这许多的书籍都不能够叫我的灵魂得着了安息。
He said, all these books cannot give me rest apart from the Bible.
因为神救人的恩典已经显明出来。
Because God had revealed the salvation to us.
我们多少的时候也是像这位的历史家。
So many times we're just like that historian.
我们在哪一个地方寻求?
We are searching there.
但是这许多的，除了主耶稣基督以外， 都不能够叫我们得着了真正的安息。
But none of these apart from Jesus can give us true rest.
保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Paul said, I know who I believe in.
保罗也知道，以巴弗要把他所听见的福音 所信的、所学的，传给哥罗西人。
And Paul also knows that Epaphras will preach to the Colossians about what he had learned, the gospel he had learned.
所以我们在哥罗西书第2章第6节的里面，他就说：“你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。”
So in chapter 2, verse 8, he said, So then as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live in Him.
在他里面生根建造,
rooted and built up in Him.
信心坚固,
strengthened in faith.
正如你们所灵的教训,
as you were taught.
感谢的心也增长了,
and overflowing with thankfulness.
说在, 卫斯理大复兴的时候，有一个很有名的传道人，在英国，在美国 Whitefield。
At the time of the Wesley Revival, there is a famous preacher called Whitefield in England and United States.
他就很愿意把人带到主的面前。
He's very willing to bring people to the Lord.
有一次他就遇见一个人，就问他说：“你信了没有？”
So one time he met a person. He asked him, "Have you believed yet?"
他说：“我信。”
And he said, "I believe."
这 Whitefield 就问他说，你信的是什么？
And Whitefield asked him, what did you believe in?
这一个人就很快的就回答说，我信是教会所信的。
And this person quickly said, I believe what the church believed in.
以后他再问说，这个教会信什么？
So he asked further, what does the church believe in?
这一个人有点呆住了，这个教会信我所信的。
And this person was kind of surprised that the church believed in what I believe in.
所以怀菲尔就再问他说，你和教会到底是信什么？
So why do you ask him, what does your church and you believe in?
弟兄姊妹，可能是现在的教会的情况。
This might be the situation of the church nowadays.
我们常常就相信哪一个理论。
Believe in that discussion.
我们常常相信或学很好的教导。
Maybe we have very good teaching.
但是怀斯又要这一个人知道说，你所信的乃是一个人。
And why do you want this person to know what you believe in should be a person?
所以保罗非常确定说，我知道我所信的是谁。
So Paul had this assurance, he said, I know whom I believe in.
并且我深信我所交托的。
And I can truly believe what I
believe. 九位的耶稣是我所信的。
And this Jesus Christ is who I believe.
九位耶稣也是我可以把我一切的重担都交托在他的身上。
And I can lay up on him all the burdens I have.
他也可以把他所付托的放在我的身上。
And he can entrust me for all the things he wants.
好让我能够做他的见证。
So that I can be his witness.
第三个，我们要看到我们所学的。
And thirdly, we want to look at what we have learned.
我们有时候想到我已经相信了。
And sometimes we thought I have already believed.
而我已经得救了。
I am saved.
我也在教会里有许多的侍奉。
I have a lot of ministry.
常常我们讲来讲去，好像不会发生什么效果。
And sometimes we see that there is no effect.
但是在哥罗西的教会这本书信的里面，给我们看到我们需要一个学习。
But here in the book of Colossians, teach us how to learn.
这就是在第一章第七节里面。
And this is in chapter 1, verse 7.
我想有我很多时候我很少讲到你们要学习。
And I think I seldom talk about that you should learn.
我常常觉得基督徒是一个生命的问题。
I felt that the Christian life is a life.
我学习忽略了哪一个学习的事情。
Sometimes I neglected about learning.
我们礼拜五晚上特别在南边的查经，就查到我们如何要操练敬虔。
At the Southside Bible Study, we learn about how to be devoted.
所以我们常常操练那个。
So we exercise it.
我就给弟兄姊妹交通说，我是生长在一个基督徒家庭。
So I will tell brother and sister, I grew up in a Christian family.
那个时候，的教导就是说，你要做一个敬虔的人。
And that teaching at that time, you need to be godly.
但是我就想到，我们怎么样可以成为一个敬虔的人？
Then I thought about how can I be godly?
我就觉得，若有的人说这一个人是很属灵的。
If we say this person is very spiritual.
那我就很羡慕说，将来我做一个属灵的人。
And I admire that I want to be spiritual too.
我将来做一个敬虔的人。
I want to be godly too.
有时候看见很多的这个弟兄姊妹拿着圣经那个。
Sometimes we saw brother and sister just hold on to the Bible.
他们就到教堂去。
And they come to church.
到哪一个地方非常的敬虔。
and come to the place and look very godly.
哎，我就觉得这是一个金钱。
I felt that that might be a godly.
哎，我们常常操练金钱在哪一个外面？
So we exercise the godliness only on the outside.
但是神不单要我们外面一个金钱的表现。
God not only want us on the godliness on the outside.
他要叫我们里面能够真正的有个金钱的心意。
But in, within us that we need to have that godly heart.
所以他常常这辈子许多法利赛人只有金钱的外貌。
So he rebuilt this Pharisee, you only have a godly outside.
但是没有金钱的实意。
But don't have the true meaning of godliness.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要真实。
Brother and sister, we need to be true.
我们需要学习。
We need to learn.
但是我们这一个学习乃要从里面做起的。
But we need to start from the inside.
我们不是从外面进来的。
Not from the outside.
所以在这里保罗特别提到说那个正如你们从我们所亲爱的一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的。
So Paul is saying that you have learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant.
以巴弗是一个忠心的执事。
Epaphras is a very faithful servant.
以巴弗是一个忠心的传道人。
He's a faithful minister.
但是他必须要在灵的里面，在基督的里面有所学习。
But he must learn it spiritually from God.
以后把这所学的再教导哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹。
Then he can teach the Colossians what he had learned.
在这里感谢神，就忽然给我有两节的圣经。
And then God, all of a sudden God gave me two verses with
this. 第一个地方就是马太福音第十一章二十八节到三十节。
And the first thing is, first passage from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
第二个地方就是马太福音第二十八章第十九节和二十节。
The second passage is from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and
20. 当我得到这两处的圣经的时候，我就慢慢的在看这两个地方的圣经。
After I have these two passages, I study it in detail.
我读的时候正是这是主耶稣所教训我们的。
And as I read it, I truly this is what our Lord had taught us.
在马太福音第十一章主耶稣就招许多人来。
In Matthew 11, Jesus called a lot of people.
在马太福音第二十八章就差他们出去。
In Matthew 28, Jesus then sent them out.
所以来和去是很重要的。
So to come and to be sent is very important.
你来也要去。
If you come, you need to go.
但是很重要的，我们的主耶稣要我们学他的榜样。
And very importantly, that our Lord Jesus wants us to learn His example.
所以在马太福音十一章，耶稣说：“把劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
So in Matthew 11, Jesus said that those who are heavy laden can come to me and I will give you rest.
我们不到主耶稣那里去，我们不会去，去没有用。
If we just go to Jesus, it's not useful.
我们若是没有从耶稣基督的里面得到了真正的安息，我们也不能够去。
If we do not truly get the rest from Christ, then we cannot go.
我们也没有办法学什么。
And we cannot learn anything.
耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And Jesus said, I'm gentle and humble. You are to take my yoke and learn from me.
所以我们先到主耶稣那里。
So we must first come to our Lord Jesus.
我们要先得到的安息。
To first get the rest.
我们要先知道主耶稣的心。
We need to know the heart of our Lord Jesus.
我们需要负主耶稣的轭。
We are to take his yoke.
我们才能够学主的样式。
Then we can learn his example.
这是神要我们所学习的。
This is what God wants us to learn.
等到我们学习以后，他就叫我们享受安息。
After we can learn that, then we have rest.
一个没有一个得安息的人，没有得安息的或享受安息的人，他能够帮助人可以得安息，可以享受安息。
The one who has not enjoyed or have the rest yet, he can help other people to have rest.
我常常觉得 自己觉得应当要很稳重。
And sometimes I think that I need to be very solemn.
我也愿意帮助人稳重。
And I want other people to be serious also.
但是我有时候也很紧张的。
But sometimes I become very nervous.
我说当我紧张的时候，我没有办法叫人能够安静。
When I'm nervous, I cannot have other people to become quiet.
我想我的表现会影响到对方的人。
What I behave will affect other people.
我的说话的声调会影响到听我讲话的人。
The tone of my voice will affect those who listen to me.
就是我可以把自己控制得很好。
Even though I try to control myself,
我可以把我的语调可以变成很柔和。
I can try to make my tone to become gentle.
但是若是我里面没有真正的安息呢？
But if there's no true rest within me,
我相信对方会影响到。
I think the other person will be affected.
我常常觉得小孩子的哪一个反应是最灵敏的。
I think the response of the children is the most keen.
他常常他不是从人的言语里面可以感受到。
He may not feel the, from the language.
他们常常是从人的里面可以感受到。
But rather from the spirit inside.
主耶稣说，
Our Lord said,
我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, I'm gentle and humble.
你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
You are to take my yoke and to learn from me.
我想这是我们今年所要学习的。
And I think that's what we need to learn this year.
第二个我们要去。
Secondly, we need to go.
我们看马太福音第二十八章。
If we can read from Matthew 28,
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew 28。
我们看十九节，我们从十八节看到末了。
We will start reading from verse 18 to the end.
马太福音第二十八章十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”十九节，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末日。主耶稣不但叫我们来，
Not only Jesus called us to come，
主耶稣也叫我们去。
He also sent us to go，
但是去以前我们必须要从他的样式的里面得到学习。
But before we go, we must learn from his example.
以后我们出去的时候，叫万民做他的门徒。
Then we can go and make disciples of all nations.
下面二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And verse 20 said, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这一个福音需要传开。
We need to preach this gospel.
这个福音需要叫人真正得着了生命。
This gospel will give people true life.
这个福音我们必须要把人领到神的面前。
And this gospel will bring people to God.
这个福音需要我们把主耶稣所吩咐的教导他。
And the gospel is asking us to share the commands that God had taught us.
好让得着了长进。
So that we can grow.
格罗西的教会是一个在福音上长进的教会。
The church of Colossae, they grow in the gospel.
不单是在他们的信心、爱心、盼望上有长进。
They not only grow in faith, hope, and love.
他不是单单为着哪一个自己的哪一个灵命而长进。
Not only they grow in their own spiritual lives.
他也是在传福音上有长进。
But they also grow in the gospel.
他们对老底家的教会，对希腊波利的地方有福音的负担。
They have a burden of the gospel for Laodicea and also Hierapolis.
他们不单是在近处的有这样的负担。
Not only in area around them, near them.
他们也是在远的地方也有这个负担。
Even in distant land, they have that burden.
他们怎么样对于远的地方有负担？
How did they have burden for the distant land?
他们就差派一个传道人以巴弗到罗马去。
They sent a minister, Epaphras, to Rome.
到罗马去就把格罗西教会的事情告诉保罗。
When they arrived in Rome, they told Paul about the situation in Colossae.
保罗知道这许多的消息，就写信给哥罗西的教会的弟兄姊妹。
After Paul had heard about the news of the Colossians, he wrote this letter to the Colossians.
但是以巴弗并没有回到哥罗西。
But Epaphras never did go back to Colossae.
保罗就差遣有一个人名叫推基古，给阿尼西姆就带。这个哥罗西书给腓利门书回到哥罗西。
And then Paul sent Tychicus and also Onesimus to go back to Colossae and Philemon.
他就把这个以巴弗留在罗马的监狱的里面。
And then he just kept Epaphras at the jail in Rome.
我相信以巴弗在保罗的面前有更多的学习。
I think Epaphras learned more from Paul later on.
我不知道以巴弗以后到哪里去。
I don't know where Epaphras went later.
我相信保罗除了监狱以后，保罗还是到每一个地方去传福音。
I think that Paul continued to preach the gospel after he left the jail.
借着以巴弗与他同工，也把福音传到更远的地方。
Through the co-working of Epaphras, they preach the gospel to more distant
lands. 但愿我们今年借着哥罗西教会的长进，
maybe through this example of the Colossians, how they grow,
在福音上有长进，
that they grow in the gospel,
在认识神的事情上有长进，
to grow in the knowledge of God,
在感谢神的事情上有长进，
to grow in the thankfulness of God,
好让这许多的意象也放在我们的当中。
So this vision will become our vision.
我们有没有这样的心愿？
Do we have this heart?
我今年愿意带一个人到主的面前。
That this year I want to bring one person to the Lord.
我不是说你们带人把这一个地方坐满。
I'm not saying that you bring the people so we can be filled here.
我想十个人我一样的讲道。
I think if there's only 10 people, I preach the same.
500个人我也一样的讲道。
With 500 people, I preach the same.
但是是不是我们把每一个人带到主的面前？
But can we bring each person to the Lord?
我感谢神。
I thank God.
我看见在弟兄姊妹的当中，是把你们的朋友或者所认识的人带来这里。
I thank God that you bring your friends to hear.
但愿在你们的这个灵人到主面前的时候，能够真正把自己的见证显明在这许多的福音的朋友的当中。
When you bring the people to Christ, that you can use your own examples to bring them.
许多人需要这个生命，主耶稣的生命。
Many people need this life of our Lord Jesus.
许多人需要主给我们的安息。
They need the rest that only Lord can give.
但愿我们自己从主耶稣基督里面可得着了学习。
That we can learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们才能够把主耶稣这宝贵的福音 传给别人。
Then we can preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你借着这样的时代，让我们能够听到你的福音。
Lord, through this generation, we can hear your gospel.
我们不单是听到，我们也有这样权利能够相信主耶稣基督。
Not only we can hear the gospel, we have this privilege to believe our Lord Jesus.
我们真是要感谢你。
So truly, we want to thank you.
我们不单是相信你，并且我们也能够从你的身上得着了学习。
Not only we can believe, we can also learn from your life.
我们也可以有这样的权利，可以传你的福音。
And we have this privilege to preach your gospel.
主啊，我们看到这个世界的上面有许多的国家没有权利信。
Lord, we see that in many countries they don't have that privilege to believe.
也没有权利可以去传。
And there's no privilege to preach either.
但是你今天把我们放在这一个自由的世界的里面。
But today you put us in this country of freedom.
帮助我们能够谨慎。
That we can be alert.
帮助我们能够殷勤。
That we can be diligent.
主啊，帮助我们能够把你的福音传开。
Help us to preach your gospel.
能够把人一个一个的带到你的面前。
That we can bring people one by one to you.
主啊，这是我们的心愿。
This is our heart.
求主成全我们的心愿。
May you accomplish what we wish.
恳求圣灵做工在我们每一个人的心中。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart.
把你这样的神圣的负担放在我们的当中。
Put your burden among us.
放在每一个人的身上。
To the life of each person.
放在每一个家庭。
To each family.
主啊，圣灵复兴你自己的工作。
Oh Lord, have your Holy Spirit to revive your work.
叫我们不再做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
So that we will not be a lukewarm Christian.
叫我们真正能够更多的爱你。
That we can love you even more.
更多的渴慕你。
To admire you more.
渴慕更多的来侍奉你。
To desire to serve you more.
我们这样的恳切的祷告。
We pray earnestly to you.
那是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.